The text of Scripture that we want to look at today is verse number 6 of Proverbs chapter number 3. Where it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Now, as we would continue on with our study of God's promises, those promises of God in the Bible, today I want us to look at the promise of God's guidance for life's journey. We find this promise here in our text in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, where it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now, throughout the Bible, yes, there are many examples of God guiding certain people. In Acts chapter 8, you read there of how God directed Philip the evangelist to leave the city of Samaria, a place where he was experiencing great blessing in the work of God. And in doing so, he tells him to go south to the desert country. His message to Philip was, "Arise and go toward the south." And we're told how Philip was obedient. The Bible says he arose and he went. He obeyed the call of God. Also, the Bible contains many promises regarding God's leading in the life of his people. You have the Lord speaking to his faithful people through his servant Isaiah. And it says, "The Lord shall guide thee continually." And what a promise that is. And again, our text today is one of these many promises from the Lord regarding the guidance of the Lord to his people and to his church. Campbell Morgan was a famous preacher in London during the early 1900s. He ministered during the days of the First World War and also during the Second World War. He preached his first sermon whenever he was just 13 years of age. We'd commend his writings to you. But preaching upon this verse before us, he, on one occasion, he titled his message, "How to Succeed in Life." And the thrust of that sermon was that success in life means to be guided by the Lord in life. And commenting on this very verse, he said these words, and I quote them to you. He said, "It has been with me now, day by day, for 33 years. It was on the morning when I first left home for school that my father said to me as his last word, 'I want to give you a text for school and for life.'" Then Campbell Morgan goes on and he says, "I have not always been obedient to the injunction. I have often forgotten him, often failed in the acknowledgement commanded. But so far as I have been obedient, I have proved the promise true. He," that's the Lord, "has directed my paths." Now, the subject of God's guidance is something of vital importance for the child of God, because the Christian needs God's direction. Because life, such as it is a life that is full of choices, and is a life that is full of decisions to be made. Now, left to himself, the child of God is prone to make wrong decisions. No doubt that is due to that old sinful nature within. Therefore, the believer must turn to the Lord for help in this matter. The Bible says, "The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." How great then is the believer's need for guidance along life's journey. It's for that reason then that I want us to look today at this great promise of divine guidance here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 6. Where it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Notice first of all here with me the certainty of the Lord's guidance. Notice those words, "He shall direct thy paths." And my, this is one of the great shalls of the Lord that we find in the Scriptures. Yes, here is a promise for every believer to rejoice in. Here is a promise for every believer to confide in their Christian life. Why, the Bible speaks about the Lord and says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" And my, whenever God gives a promise, he keeps his word. He fulfills his word. In
C.H. Spurgeon, who said that God has never outpromised himself. In other words, he keeps his promises. You look at what our verse says there about the Lord. It says, He shall direct thy path. Notice the mention there of He, the Lord. Stop and think about that little word He. There behind that word He is the power of the Almighty God of heaven. Behind that word He, there is God who loves His people with an eternal love that knows no change. He says to His people, I am the Almighty God. He says to His saints, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and my no power or evil can hinder or obstruct God whenever God directs. Also, we can say further today that there are no circumstances whatsoever that can overwhelm or surprise the wisdom of God whenever God guides. Because God is one who sees all things. God is one who knows all things. He knows the end from the beginning. The Bible describes God as the only wise God. He is the one who is full of wisdom and truth. Then with the word thy there in our text, it says, He shall direct thy path. That word thy there, it is personal. Christian, God can lead you personally in this life. Step by step, moment by moment. The word direct there really means to make straight. In the maze of this life of all its choices, the Lord can direct your feet. He can direct your path aright. He can make the way straight before you as a Christian. Why, whenever Israel were journeying to the promised land, you read how God led them. For 40 years through the wilderness to the promised land. He led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And how did the Lord guide them? What was the outcome of it? Turn back to Psalm 107 and the verse number 7. Look at what it says. Psalm 107 and verse number 7. It says here regarding God guiding His people through the wilderness journeys of 40 years from Egypt to the promised land. Verse 7 of Psalm 107, it says, And He led them forth, it says, by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Notice the mention there of a right way. And child of God, whenever the Lord leads you, He leads you by a right way. He doesn't lead you in a wrong way. He doesn't lead you in a path that takes you away from God, away from the Word of God, and away from the blessing of God. That is not the leading of the Lord, no. He always leads you in a right path. There are no mistakes with God in His leading. My God is not the author of confusion. The Bible speaks of the Lord and says, As for God, His way is perfect. Always remember that, Christian. Get a grip of that in your heart and soul today. When God leads you, there's no confusion. There's no mistakes. It's a right way. It's a good way. It's a perfect way. It's a way of blessing. Yes, His way may not always be plain sailing. There may be difficulties along the way. There may be trials. There may be battles to be fought. There may be valleys to descend. There may be rivers to cross. There may be mountains to climb. Yes, God's way may run contrary to popular thinking. It may run contrary, yes, to the opinion of others. But nonetheless, God's way is always the right way. It's always the perfect way. You study the life of Paul, and you'll see that this was so in his life. He speaks, yes, of being often in afflictions and in necessities and in distresses. But at the end of life's journey, he could say, I have finished my course. He knew the guiding hand of God in his life. And Christian, that's all that matters for your life and my life in the scene of time. And child of God, the way to succeed in this life. Young people in our meeting this morning, the way to succeed in life. Understand this is this. To be guided by the Lord. We see here the certainty of this great promise. It says of the Lord that He shall direct thy path. What a promise. How certain it is. Notice not only the certainty here of this promise, but notice in the second place, notice the completeness here of the Lord's guidance. It says there in verse number 6, it says, in all thy ways. Notice that little phrase there, in all thy ways. And that really applies to every area of our life. The hymn writer could say, all the way my Savior leads me. You know, there's some people and they would try to tell us and they would try to say that the Lord is not interested in our daily life. Well, that thinking is wrong. Such thinking is not true. God is interested in every single part of our lives as God's people. Turn with me back to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, look at what David says just in verse number 3 of that psalm. Psalm 139, verse number 3. He says, thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. And that statement shows you and I that God is interested in every detail of our life. He's interested in our lying down. He's interested when we're out and about. Whatever concerns us in life, God's eye is upon us. God is interested in our lives as individuals and all that concerns us as the people of God. Christian, in the meeting this morning, realize this, that God's guidance, yes, it relates to our personal life. It relates to our physical, our mental, and indeed our spiritual well-being. God's guidance, yes, it concerns our education. It concerns our school life, our home life, our family life, our business, our recreation. God's guidance concerns our career, our work, our relationships with others in this life. And it also concerns His own work, the work of God that we would put our hand to. We need guidance from God in all these matters of life. David could say to the Lord, thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust, he says, from my youth. David was one who knew God's guidance from his early days, the days of his youth. Christian, you and I, yes, we should desire, we should seek, dear people, the guidance of God in every avenue of our lives as God's people. Back in Genesis chapter 24, there you read about Abraham's servant finding a bride for Isaac, the son of Abraham. And this is what he says in verse 27 of that chapter. He says, I being in the way the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And you can read that chapter for yourself. You'll see how God guided the servant of Abraham specifically and pointedly to find a bride for Isaac, the son of Abraham. The servant could say, I being in the way the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Young people in our meeting this morning, let me say this in the matter of love and courtship and marriage. You need the Lord's guidance. You need God to direct you. Despite what the ungodly world would say, can I say this? God's institution of marriage is always one man to one woman. And indeed, the Word of God warns against the unequal yoke. In other words, the believer should not marry an unbeliever. The believer should not marry someone who is unsaved. The Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship of righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion of light with darkness? And young people, in the matter of love, courtship, and marriage, seek God to guide and direct you to a partner of His choice for a long life's journey. How important it is to be guided in this vital relationship of life by God. Also in Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 1, there you have God speaking to Abraham. He says to him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And there you see that God was speaking specifically to Abraham. He was telling him to get up and leave his homeland and go to the place that God had appointed for him. And again, that would show you and I who are saved as God's people how God can guide us, even us, to where we should live as God's people. Where we should set up our home. And as we're put down our roots in day by day in society. Think also of the words of Manoah, the father of Samson, as he prays to God. And And Judges chapter 13 and the verse number 12, he says there, how shall we order the child and how shall we do unto him? He was praying to God for guidance in the upbringing of Samson, wanting to know God's guidance and direction for the home and for the family and for them as parents. And again there, there's a lesson to us as God's people, how God has guidance for us as parents and the family in the upbringing and the rearing of our children, and the training and the teaching of our children in the ways of God and in the paths of God, and how important that is for every Christian home. Think also of what you read in Acts chapter 16 and the verse number 7. There you read of Paul and Silas, saved, missionaries, servants of God, men who were greatly blessed and used of God. And it says, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, suffered them not. They wanted to go east with the gospel, preach the gospel, go east with the word of God, but it says God stopped them in their tracks. God said no. It says the Spirit suffered them not, and instead God directed them into Macedonia westward with the gospel, and eventually to bring the gospel into Europe and the regions beyond. And do you see there how God guided them and God directed them? They had wanted to go east with the gospel, but God stopped them. Instead, he directed them westward with the gospel and with the word of God. And believer, child of God, can I say that it is important that you and I also are guided by God in every aspect of his work that we are involved in. Be it Sunday school work, children's meetings, youth fellowship, outreach work, church work, missionary work, whatever it is that we put our hand to for God and the work of God. How important it is that we know the guiding and the directing hand of God in every aspect of the work of God that we are involved in. Yes, it says here, in all thy ways. Yes, when we're saved, our goal in life should be God's guidance in all the ways that affect our life. The certainty of this guidance, the completeness of this guidance. Notice one final thought here from our text. Notice the condition for the Lord's guidance. Look again at verse number 6 there of Proverbs chapter 3. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Underline that word acknowledge in your Bible. There you see the condition for the Lord's guidance. That word acknowledge there, as you find it in the verse, it really means to yield to God. It means to surrender to God, surrender to his word, his ways, his will. It really means to see God in every situation of our life, to view God, to keep our eyes upon God in every circumstance and detail of our lives. It means, yes, to seek to honor God in every aspect of our life. Not just on the Lord's Day, not just when we're in the house of God, but no, throughout the rest of the week as well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right through week by week, month by month, year by year, and many years we have upon the scene of time. How important it is as God's people that we continually acknowledge God, that we yield to God, that we surrender to God. That's what it means here, to acknowledge God. Look at what Solomon says there in the very next verse, verse number 7. He says, be not wise in thine own ways. We're not to rest upon our own wisdom. Again, look at what he said in the previous verse, verse number 5. He says, lean not unto thine own understanding. To acknowledge the Lord means us to turn away from our own ways, our own thinking. And it means to trust in the Lord, to lean upon the Lord. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Verse 6 here says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Notice that word in there. It really reminds us that in whatever situation God and his providence has placed us, there we are to submit to the Lord's way for our lives as God's people. And as Christians, yes, we can acknowledge the Lord through reading his word and depending upon the word of God, the light of his truth for guidance. Think of what David said in Psalm 119, verse 105. He could say, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We can look to the word of God for guidance. And if we do not read the Bible, If our Bibles are closed week by week, and if we do not listen to God's Word, then we refuse God's guidance at our peril. How important it is, if we're to be guided by God in this life, that we read the Word of God, that we heed the Word of God. Also, we acknowledge the Lord through prayer. In other words, when we have decisions to make, we should pray about those decisions. Bring them to the Lord in prayer. Bring them unto the Lord, to the throne of grace, and seek His guidance. Ask for His direction. Ask for His way ahead. I was just met a man the other day, a believer in the town, and we were talking to him just about the things of the Lord. And in the course of our conversation, we were just talking how important it is for God's people to read God's Word and to pray. And as our brother said to me, he says, how important it is we need to talk these things over with the Lord day by day. And Christian, that's what you and I should be doing when we have decisions to make, talking it over with the Lord, saying, the Lord, show us what to do here. Guide us, direct us, make your way clear and plain unto us. Turn over, please, to Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4. And look with me, please, at verse 6 and verse number 7. It says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be overcome with worry or fretfulness. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. When we have a decision to make, a choice to make in life that maybe affects us, our home, our family, whatever, how important it is that we talk that matter over with the Lord. Ask the Lord for His counsel. Ask the Lord for His direction. Dear Christian, in the meeting this morning, if we never pray, we'll not know God's leading in our life. And can I say this? A prayerless life in the life of the Christian makes that Christian open game for the devil to lead astray and to lead into bypass meadows. How important it is then that we pray. How important then it is that we read God's Word to know God's guidance, God's direction in her life. And Christian, if you earnestly acknowledge God, as it says here in the text, and give Him His rightful place in your life through His Word and through prayer, then you can know God's direction. Then you can prove God's direction. That's the promise of the verse. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, surrender to God, yield to God. The promise is, and He shall direct thy paths. How does God direct? Sometimes God can direct us by putting obstacles in our path, or by removing those obstacles, and God can direct that way. Sometimes He can direct us by delays and by keeping us waiting on something. Sometimes He can direct us by immediately opening doors and casting us upon certain circumstances that we must seek the Lord there and then for His help and for His enablement. Also, the Lord, yes, can direct by disappointment, by closing doors on us. Indeed, by opposing the very way that we're seeking to go as the people of God. And you have many examples of that in the Bible. And also He can direct us by His Word and by whispering that word of encouragement to our hearts. And He says, this is the way, walk ye in it. And child of God, can I say the all-important matter is this, is that you yield to God's Word and God's way for your life. It is folly to resist God. The Bible makes that clear. No one can prosper who resists God, who turns away from God and turns away from the Word of God and the will of God and the leading of God in their life. No one can prosper. The key to success, yes, the key to blessing in life, whether we are young in the meeting, whether we're old in the meeting, saved maybe for many's a day, many's a year, is to always yield to the Lord in all things. Turn with me back to Psalm number 32. Psalm number 32. And just look at what it says again. It's a psalm very relevant to the matter of guidance and direction. Look at verse number 8 of Psalm 32. Notice that the promise here, The Lord says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. That's specific, clear, plain guidance. But notice the condition. Look at the next verse. Verse number 9. The Lord says, be ye not as the horse or as the mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. And we think of the horse, we think of the mule. Think of that which is stubborn, wanting to go its own way. It needs the bit and the bridle on it, the reins pulled on it to guide it and direct it in the way that the owner would want it to go. The Lord is saying to us there as God's people, we're not to be like the horse. We're not to be like the mule. We have no understanding. We're to yield to the Lord. The Lord will instruct us and guide us and direct us in the way that He would have us to go. Christian, have you a decision to make? Maybe pressing in upon you at this particular time. Come before the Lord in prayer. Pray. Ask God to guide you. Ask God to direct you. Rest upon this promise. Plead this promise before the throne of grace. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, the Lord, and He shall direct thy paths. Friend, if you're unsaved in the meeting this morning, let me say this, that if you're to be guided into the way of God's salvation, to know victory over sin, to be saved from hell and sure of heaven, you must heed the message of the gospel. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That means you acknowledging your sin before the Lord as a repentant sinner, coming in faith unto Christ, and trusting in Him and His sacrifice alone for salvation. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Then once you're saved and have trusted the Lord to take away your sins and